From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera.
Juliet says, hey, it's Romeo. He nearly gave me a heart attack. He's underneath the window. She's singing, Leila, my boyfriend's back.
We're listening to a tune by Dire Straits, and as you might guess from the lyrics, it's called Romeo and Juliet. The song is one of countless reminders that you can find traces of Shakespeare and his plays almost anywhere. Nearly 400 years after his death, we can still find references to Shakespeare and adaptations of his work in just about every kind of entertainment you can think of. Pop tunes, TV, and Broadway. There was even a short-lived rock opera based on Othello with none other than the killer Jerry Lee Lewis in the role of Iago. And in the classical world, Othello also inspired this dramatic overture by Dvorak. So if there's Shakespeare to be found everywhere from rock and roll to the concert hall, there must be plenty in the opera house too, right? Well, not really. The problem isn't a lack of Shakespeare-based operas. There are hundreds of them. But Shakespeare's dramas have proven mysteriously difficult to set to music. Of all those Shakespeare operas, barely half a dozen have held the stage. Three of those are by Verdi, including one of his very best, a tragedy based on the same play that inspired Dvorak's overture. That's the rapturous love duet that ends Act One of Verdi's Otello, the drama we'll hear on this edition of NPR World of Opera. The production comes to us from the National Opera in Bucharest, where it was part of Romania's George Enescu International Festival. The stars are tenor Franco Farina in the title role and soprano Carmen Gurban as Desdemona.
Supremo.